Then we have exfoliative ichthyosis, which is one of the non-syndromic type of the ichthyosis, characterized by the mutation in the CSTA gene, which encodes for the cystatin A. Mainly, cystatin A is a protease inhibitor. So when they're normally it is functioning, it lead to inhibition of the proteases. But when there is a genetic mutation, this inhibitory function will be lost. The proteases will go on functioning, leading to exfoliation. जो रिसेसिव एक्स लिंक टाइप ऑफ इक्थियोसिस है, इक्थियोसिस वेलगैरिस वगैरह में हमने ये पढ़ा था कि द प्रोटीज वर नॉट फंक्शनिंग नॉर्मली एंड दैट्स व्हाई देयर वाज रिटेंशन हाइपरकेराटोसिस. बट हियर देयर इज अ लॉस ऑफ इनहिबिशन ऑफ दीज प्रोटीजेस एंड एज अ रिजल्ट देयर विल बी एक्सफोलिएटिव टाइप ऑफ इक्थियोसिस. इट इज इनहेरिटेड ऑटोसोम रिसेसिव ट्रेट characterized by the palmoplantar keratoderma, which is exacerbated on exposure to the moisture and to the water when the hands are immersed in the water or any form of the moisture. So there will be keratoderma present on the palms and the soles. Uske alawa skin peeling may occur because it is an exfoliative type of ichthyosis, which is also easily elicited by moisture or minor trauma.